As the recall campaigns in California scrambled to deal with their newest political trauma yesterday, legal experts agreed privately that the U.S. Supreme Court is unlikely to want to get involved. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The last time there seemed to be a legal consensus on what the Supreme Court would do in an election case, it was Bush versus Gore, and the legal soothsayers were predicting the justices would stay out of the case. So nothing is certain in the game of legal fortune-telling. Still, some of the conservative legal scholars who advise the Bush camp and are outraged by yesterday's decision admit privately that this time the odds for Supreme Court intervention are long indeed. As one legal observer put it yesterday, this case has only been ruled on by courts that had no discretion to avoid it. Indeed, even the California Supreme Court declined to review the case. Still, lawyers for the recall advocates said yesterday they would appeal immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyers for the state, however, have not said they would appeal to the Supreme Court or, for that matter, to any court. They could instead appeal yesterday's three-judge decision to the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has some 25 judges on it. While an appeal to the full Ninth Circuit might stand some chance of success, it would make it more difficult for the recallers in a separate petition to win review by the U.S. Supreme Court, and it would for sure run out the clock. In other words, if the appeal failed at the circuit court level, there would be no time left to get an appeal heard by the Supreme Court by October 7th. The odds, however, of the High Court intervening are seen as slim because the justices already have a much hotter potato on their plate, the constitutionality of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform law, a case that has ramifications for the nation's political life for generations to come. The McCain-Feingold case is also a highly complex case that the court is seeking to have resolved by the end of December before the presidential primaries begin. In addition, there is at least some question as to whether the court is anxious to embroil itself once again in a nasty political controversy. It was one thing to do that when the outcome of a national election was at stake and when, as the court majority saw, the nation faced the possibility of having no president. In the California case, however, there is a governor in place whose term is not over, and the recall election could take place next March. Indeed, in another court case 2 years ago, the state agreed that its punch card voting machines were deficient, and the state agreed to replace those machines by March of 2004. Still, there are arguments that can and will be made for Supreme Court intervention. The Ninth Circuit panel relied on Bush versus Gore in its decision, contending that with inferior voting machines in the state's six most populous areas, the voters in those areas were less likely to have their votes count, that indeed 40,000 votes might not be counted. But as the Supreme Court majority put it in Bush versus Gore, the question it was resolving then was not whether local entities may develop different systems for implementing elections, but whether there was a uniform standard for counting the votes. Recall advocates have argued that California does have a uniform system for counting punch card ballots. Yes, they say, the 14th Amendment guarantees the principle of one person, one vote, but it requires only a good faith, reasonable effort to count that vote. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.